This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
In 2000, The Wog Boy broke box office records and became one of the highest grossing Australian films of all time. They've just released a brand new movie, Wog Boys Forever, which is out in cinemas from yesterday. Here to tell us more is actor Nick Giannopoulos. Nick, welcome to Joy Drive.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for joining us, Nick. Now, you play Steve, and you've done so in all of the movies. Is Steve in a different place in this film?
Yes, he certainly is. He's a little bit older since the last time we saw him, which was in Mykonos 12 years earlier. The last time we saw him, he was dancing the Zorba and doing Uzo shots and loving life with a beautiful Greek girl on his arm, and he was very much in love. But sadly for Steve, life hasn't really turned out the way he expected it to. And we find him now driving a taxi, single, and worst of all, he's had a huge fallout with his best mate, Frank, played by Vince Colosimo. They haven't spoken for a year.
Oh, no. That's terrible news.
He's in one of those midlife crises where he's completely lost his mojo.
Oh, no. Now, Wog Boys has been around for, what, about 22 years?
Yeah, 2000 was the first one.
Did you expect it to be so huge?
Do we count the COVID years, or would you just take those off?
No, take it off. Make it 20 years.
Let's take 20. I agree. I totally agree.
But did you expect it to be so huge?
What's that, sorry?
Did you expect it to be so big?
No, damn, I haven't expected anything I've done to be that huge. I mean, you know, first show I did, Wogs Out of Work, back in 87.
That's right.
It was called Wogs Out of Work because that's what I was, a wog out of work. So I sincerely thought that show would run for a week at the Universal Theatre back in the day, and it ended up running for 3 years. So that one caught me by surprise. And then the last thing I expected was for Channel 7 to come knocking, and we created a wonderful sitcom called Acropolis Now, which had a very successful run for 5 years. So, no, in answer to your question, I've never expected anything I've ever done to be as successful as it became. So I'm blessed and I'm very lucky.
Nick, you mentioned, you know, that your works kind of pull on your own experience, and a lot of the shows and the movies pull on the experience of being a Greek Australian. Why has it been so important throughout your career to highlight that?
Because, you know, I was born in Australia, as a lot of us were, and there was a time in this country when we were completely ostracized and marginalized and not allowed to feel like Australians. I mean, the amount of racism we were subjected to back in the 70s in high school, it was horrific. It was awful. I mean, I was about 5 or 6 when I first got called a wog, and all the kids in the school didn't want to hang out with me, and it was really terrible. It was like, go back to where you came from. We don't want you here. Then, of course, once I looked into the origins of that word, I mean, it was just awful. It was just really awful. So what happened over the years was we just kind of got used to it, but all of a sudden one day we decided to call each other wog, you know, in order to take the power away from those people calling us wog. So we started calling each other the Wog Boys. And, of course, we started calling the Anglo kids Skippies, you know, after Skippy the Bush Kangaroo. And that kind of had the effect of disarming them a little bit, you know. And, of course, they were really annoyed that we had started calling ourselves wogs because they really enjoyed it. So then, of course, they started calling us dings and all sorts of chocos and, you know, but nothing was ever as effective for them as wog.
You took the power back.
So, yeah. Look, without sort of sitting there and planning it, we just did it to try and kind of like get one back at them. And, of course, this had an enormous influence on me. When I graduated from Victorian College of the Arts as an actor in 85, I found myself, there was, you know, in casting sessions, being told they couldn't cast me in before 1950. And when I'd say, why is that? They'd say, because there were no Greeks here before 1950. So here I wasn't, once again, being treated like a Greek, whatever that meant to them. Mm. The only stuff I'd make back then was Neighbours. Could you imagine me on Neighbours?
I could.
The first family in Rams Street. So TV was kind of in a strange place, you know. I mean, if you didn't have a specific type of look, it was very hard to find leading roles or significant roles. I mean, I got the only few things I got cast in was I, I played this Greek guy at a party who sleazes onto an Australian guy's girlfriend and gets knocked out. Taxi drivers, fish and chip shop owners, that kind of thing, you know?
So you created your own roles.
That's why I wrote Wogs Out of Work.
Yep.
Nick, it's really,
because I was frustrated.
It's really interesting that you mentioned Neighbours because, you know, I went to a school nearby and I would watch, you know, Kylie and Jason being filmed on the Neighbours set, you know, back in the 80s. And it's interesting because the school I went to had a very large Greek community, and it was with my Greek friends that we would go and watch it. So, you know, I think things like Neighbours weren't really representative, were they, necessarily, of
what
the community
was like. Not at all. And they had a very damaging cultural effect because the true multicultural representation of this country was not on that street. Mm. Far from it. I mean, you had, for a long time, you had no Asians, no Greeks, no Italians. You know, the faces as you rightly pointed out, that area where they filmed the show is very multicultural. Mm. But, you know, Neighbours was a fantasy creation. I think it was specifically designed for the English. I'm not sure what it was, you know. But I made the joke in Wogs Out of Work all those years ago that it was the only street in Australia without a Wog family in it, you know, and you get a big laugh. because it was true.
Yeah, absolutely.
So look, have we come a long way? Of course we have, you know. But when you ask me what inspired me, it was that. It was all of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just wanted to work. And I found that the only way I could work was by creating my own work. And once I started doing that, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the freedom of it. I love the fans of the people who were coming along to the stage shows were, you know, who were just like us, looked like us. They were sitting there looking at characters based on them, and we're all laughing together. You're not laughing at each other. We're laughing from the inside out, you know. We're sort of laughing at the unique cultural kind of aspects of being who we were, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was great. There was a great celebration within that. And I guess, you know, I sort of carried that on into the Wog Boy. And I think it was a success for that very reason, that there was a significant proportion of people in this country who did feel like their stories hadn't really been told, you know? And I guess they just loved the fact that they had someone up there looking like them.
Absolutely. We're chatting to actor Nick Deanopoulos about his latest film, Wog Boys Forever, which hit cinemas yesterday. Nick, this film is called Wog Boys Forever. That seems quite final. Or can we expect more movies to come?
No, I think this is probably it, I reckon.
okay. No sizzle for us here.
Once you see the film, it's got a really nice kind of finish to it, you know?
Okay.
You know, it was just a really nice way to wrap up, you know, the characters we've grown to love in Frank and Steve. And we introduce Sushi Mango into this movie, and they certainly bring their own unique brand of comedy to it. And look, it's a really fun film. It's a feel-good film. It's got a lot of nostalgia about it, which a lot of people are commenting on and really enjoying. And I think post-COVID, I think that's something people were probably craving a little bit, you know, a reminder of better times. And also just the ability to laugh at something, you know, just as we know, laughter is the best medicine. So there's been an incredible response from everybody. I've now sat and watched the film about 10 times with various audiences, and it's just wonderful to hear those laughs every time I watch it with them. And the acknowledgement of, you know, the characters. I mean, these are people that they know and understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's great to hear Australian accents on the big screen, man.
Yes, always. Absolutely. Nick, the film sounds absolutely incredible, and thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us about it this
afternoon. I don't know about incredible, but it's a lot of fun.
All right.
I wouldn't go as far as the word incredible, but look.
Nick, I said it, not you, so that's okay. Just take it.
But it's a fun, feel-good movie, which I think people are really going to enjoy.
Absolutely. Fantastic. And now's a perfect time for it. So thank you so much for chatting to us about it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me on. I really mean it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nick.
The new film is called Wog Boys Forever, and it's out in cinemas now. And that was actor Nick Deanopoulos.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.